The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Promise to play this for you because it's Friday. I've played this ages and ages ago, and every time I play, I get loads of people comment on it. It's Rainbow, classic Rainbow, Zippy, Jippy. And George and Rod Frayne and Rod, Fred, Jane and Freddie. Rod Frayne and Jeddy. This is just classic. We're not sure whether this went out on air or whether it was just recorded for a Christmas party. Whatever, it's very funny. Take a listen.
One skin, two skin, three skin,
four. Zippy, where's Bungle?
Oh, I think Jeffrey's trying to get him up.
I can't get it in, Jeffrey.
Well, you managed it last night, Bungle.
Yes, I know. Well, let's try it the other way around. Oh, Jeffrey, have you dropped one? I've got it in.
Hello, Bungle.
Hello, Zippy. Hello, George. Oh, hello. We're going to talk about playing today.
Playing with each other, Jeffrey?
Yes, Bungle. Tell me, have you got a special friend that you like to play with?
Jeffrey, yesterday we played with our balls, didn't we? Are we going to play with our friends' balls today?
Yes, and we could play with our twangers as well.
Have you seen Bungle's twanger?
Oh, I have. I showed him how to pluck with it, yes.
Yes, it's my plucking instrument.
Can you pluck like Bungle?
Yeah, I can. I'm the best plucker here.
Oh. Let's get back to Bungle's twanger.
Oh, Jeffrey, we could all paint our twangers, couldn't we?
Well, not now, Bungle. It's nearly time for us all to go.
Well, I've just been.
I know. Let's sing that plucking song again.
Oh, yes, and then Rod and Roger could get their instruments out. And Jane's got two lovely maracas.
Oh, what a smashing idea.
Jane, Rod, Roger, Roger.
Hello, everybody. Hello. We could hear you all banging away. Banging can be fun.
Yes, and I was banging away all last night with Rod and Roger.
Yes, but it broke my plucking instrument.
Oh, never mind, Roger. Look, we're all going to sing the plucking song. So come on, everybody, get your instruments out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to blow my pipe while I'm twanging away?
Oh, no, Rod. I was blowing a lot with Roger last night. But would you like to play my maracas?
No, let's just pluck away with our twangers, yeah.
Yes, it doesn't matter what size your twanger is.
I've got a big red one.
I've only got a tiny twanger, but it works well. I like to play with it.
Well, have you got your twangers out? And remember, you can bounce your balls at the same time if you like. Well, if you haven't got any balls, you can ask a friend if you can play with his. Right, come on then, let's all sing the plucking song.
Right, are we all ready? One, two, three, pluck.
Pluck, pluck, pluck away, we're going to pluck all day today. Pluck, pluck, pluck away, we're going to pluck all day.
It's time for us all to go now, but don't forget to get your twangers out and play with your balls. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's great, isn't it? I love George saying he's only got a little twanger. But you wouldn't like it on the back of your neck for a wart. Oh, I love that. Just make me smile. One of the funniest interviews I ever did was interviewing Zippy and Bungle. Just great. Stay here. News and sport headlines along in just a moment. Liverpool's number one.
Liverpool's hit music station. Radio City 96.7. Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Right, it's 8 to 25 now. This is Kev Seed. Oh, look, he's just met Peggy.
Yeah. Peggy's here, dear.
Hello, I know you are.
Peggy's here.
Are you
dear.
All right, Peg?
How's everybody? And how are
We're
you?
All right. All right, yes, I'm okay. Thank you, Peggy.
Listen, I'm in a bit of a rush. I've just been polishing all the knobs in the spare studio.
Yes.
And I was going to make a quick phone call to Aggie.
Yeah.
And I've answered a call there by mistake.
Oh, have you?
That's Scally Fellows on the line.
Oh, is he?
So he said his name was, dear.
Yeah.
Line 69.
Line 69.
My favourite. A kid that has said to me, chat the other night,
yeah.
Let's have a 68. He said, what's a 68? I said, it's the same as a 69,
bloody disgusting. It's hanging all right, thanks, this morning.
The blizzard of the show.
Very good, though.
Good, thanks,
Oh, love Friday. I just love Fridays, kid. They're my favourite day of the week.
They're great, aren't they?
I can't wait. Weekend, the bender, here I come.
Yeah.
And the bank holiday weekend next week, kid. Creamfield,
Great, isn't it?
Ain't all right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you, this morning, Biffo.
Lid, you know what? Last night I was just reading this book, right? And before you ask, no, it wasn't the Dandy or the Beano, Lid.
Right, okay.
Now, listen,
I was
reading this book. It was called Man of the House.
Man of the
House. Anyway, kidder,
right.
When I finished reading it, right?
Yeah.
I stormed into me, Bert. She was in the kitchen there.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Bert. And I pointed at her in the face. Yeah. I said, listen here. I said, from now on, I want you to know that I'm the man of the house, all right? And don't you forget it.
Right.
Whatever I say goes, all right, girl? Right. Anyway, she looked at me in surprise. I said, from now on, girl, you will sort out a nice laughing meal for me every single night. You'll do it tonight and every laughing night.
Right.
I said, after that, you're going to run me a laughing bath with Redox and all that timber every single night, all right?
Yeah.
She looked at me in surprise. I said, and then you will lie on the bed, all right? And we'll do what we have to do, all right? You'll see what's coming to it, all right? And she looked in surprise, and I said, and guess what? When we finished, I said, guess who's going to dress me and comb me laughing hair? She jumped straight in and said, don't tell me, Biffo, the Undertaker. Oh, what a show, Liz. What a show. I'm going to go see doing a bit of cash in hand today.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend, Bender, you blizzard.
See you later, Biffo.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seat Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Battle of the Sexes.
Right, time for Battle of the Sexes. Our champion's back for day 16 today. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Kev.
Yes, splendid. How are you, mate?
Not bad, mate, not bad.
Did you do anything interesting yesterday?
How many times are you going to wrap it up?
Just every day. That's all
we're right interested. Here. We're interested in your life. You should be happy.
It doesn't get as good as anyone else's anyway.
We always ask the crew early in the morning what they did the day before, just out of curiosity. So we thought we'd throw it over to you as well.
All right. No, we didn't do anything much, Ken.
All right. We don't mind you being a boring old fart. It doesn't matter.
I come across as one, though.
Well, you know, it's not often you're wrong, but on this occasion, you're right. Right, Dan, you're playing against Nikki, who's in Birkenhead. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, Kaz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What do you do, Nick?
I'm a manager.
You're a manager.
Yeah.
Did you do anything nice yesterday or interesting, Nick?
No, just went to work, came home. That's it, boring,
sounds a bit
nearly.
Boring. Yeah, we're all boring old farts, aren't we? Right, Nikki, say hello to Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Nick.
Right, these are the rules. 4 questions, 1 music question. No one answer, Nick, shout girls. Danny, yeah. Shout boys. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, let's get ready to rumble!
Okay, question numero uno. Which American actor has bought a £500,000 house in Bath? Oh, blowing out. That was quick and loud. Hello, Nikki. What do you reckon? 10 seconds.
Have a guess.
I'm sure this is on the news, wasn't it? This morning.
You've got 4 seconds.
Think pirates.
Oh, see the way Claire's giving clues.
What did Claire say?
I'm not saying.
Not really, what did she say?
Yeah, she said think pirates, I think she said.
Oh, no, I didn't.
That's what you said, wasn't it?
It
works both ways. I'm going to throw the whole question over here to Danny. Hopefully he doesn't land him in deep water. Which American actor has bought a £500,000 house in Bath?
Outrageous.
What do you reckon, Dan?
Is it Johnny
Depp? Yay! See? Backfired, didn't it?
It did. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. That's what she said last night. Right, question number two. At the end of the 2005-2006 season, which football team had the stadium...
Yeah.
Nikki. She's going to...
Arsenal.
Arsenal is the wrong answer. I'm going to throw the whole question over to Danny now. At the end of the 2005-2006 season, which football team had the stadium with the highest capacity?
Man United.
Is the right answer.
Come on, Nick.
To the boys. Right. If you get this wrong, Nicola, there's a tin hat winging its way to you. Which blonde celebrity just got married in a bikini? Hey. Go ahead, Danny.
Pamela Anderson.
It sounds good. Oh, Nicola, you're a loser.
I know.
Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Well, I was going to say hello to the Willows lads and hello to the Vauxhall lads, but I'm sorry, I've got a tin hat.
Everyone's got a tin hat this week.
It's tin hat to go-go.
I'll be back again, Danny.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Come on, Nick.
Yeah,
no, come on. Bring it on. Off.
She wants to return to Tin Hat Central.
I'm getting him off. I'm not going to rest.
This is fighting talk.
It's three times.
Have you tried to get him off three times? Three times.
Twice aboard a tin hat.
Yeah, just give up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would, yeah. God loves a trier. Nicky, thank you for coming on, and we'll no doubt speak to you again soon.
I'll see you tomorrow, Kev.
All right, Nick.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.